Good morning and welcome back. You're listening to Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment. Like, you know, music news.
Give me a beat!
It's time to talk music.
I enjoy music.
With Donna Valentine. And Steve Patterson.
You like Huey Lewis on the news?
This is the beat.
I stumbled upon a Duran Duran documentary yesterday. I didn't finish it because I got sidetracked. But it's called Duran Duran, There's Something You Should Know. And apparently this has been out for a few years.
Yeah, it like was blowing up the text thread yesterday. And I was like, what is this? Where is it from? And why is everybody so excited about
everybody
it?
Loves Duran Duran.
Durop, durop.
Durop. Right? Everybody loves Duran Duran.
I think a lot of people enjoy Duran Duran.
They're a great band. They still look... Remember our engineer, Mike, got a private concert from them at the State Fair, I believe?
Yeah, it was back in his hotel room. Or, one of the guy's hotel rooms. It wasn't a private... A Duran Duran guy let our buddy Mike Weber listen to some new tracks that he was working on.
Yeah. And they... What? That's a cool experience.
I don't know what the text thread meant last night. May I share?
Sure.
Donna writes to DJ Klomp Lobster, me, Mike, and Radio Brittany. It says, OMG, Duran Duran documentary, Netflix. And she took a picture of her TV. Then she sent a follow-up photo. And it was just another photograph, like a...
It was all of them. Okay. Yeah, because the first one was only of John Taylor.
Oh, now I'm understanding what Brittany meant. She was making fun. She said, these still shots have me convinced. And then Mike said, not me. I need more.
Yeah.
I actually did not catch the joke last night. I feel like I'm so dumb. Oh. I was like, need more what? Like, is there a conspiracy about Duran Duran that like they... I don't know.
I think it was just a poking fun, tongue-in-cheek thing, but it's cool.
It was definitely that.
Yeah. Now I get it. Now I get it.
I don't know that this documentary is the little bit that I've seen. I'm not sure I'm loving the format, but I'm going to finish it, and I'll report back to you. Those guys still look great. Simon Le Bon, anybody? Thank you.
Cinnabon?
All right. I want to tell you something cool that Jelly Roll did. May I?
Yes, please.
This guy, man, he's really making a mark. So he's an ex, well, I guess he's a felon, right? If you were once convicted of a felony, that does that make you a felon or an ex-felon?
A felon forever?
I don't know.
Former felon? One-time felon? Convicted
ex-con?
Felon? I'll look it up.
Okay. Well, he's just doing really great things in the world. And so he's using his time and his money for good things. For example, he just built a music studio inside the Davidson County Juvenile Jail, which is a place where he spent a lot of time growing up. He teamed up with a nonprofit called Beat for Life that aims to create songwriting and music programs for vulnerable populations all around the country. And the mayor of Nashville was there. He got 35 songwriters to join and be there. And he got a huge laugh because he said, I never would have dreamed when I was sitting right there that I would one day come back and introduce the studio and all these songwriters would come out to support the cause and the bleeping mayor would introduce me. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I would have said that, but it's fine.
Hmm.
So anyway... He performed for the kids who are incarcerated, and then he got to sit down with songwriters. And then if some of the kids wanted, they had the opportunity to showcase their songwriting.
Oh, that's pretty
cool.
To
the group. So I just think he's doing really good things.
I think he is, too. A felony stays on your record permanently unless you take specific actions to have it removed.
Got it. And I think that's kind of hard to do.
I think so too.
Hey, Mike, will you click on that? I have a little thing there in orange that says, here's the photo of Brett Michaels that Donna thought was real.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, are we doing this?
I just want Mike to see it. And can you please post that?
I will absolutely post
that.
Mike,
So
take a look at the photo.
I'm confused. Yeah.
Now, maybe it's not crazy. Holly and I thought Donna was a little off on this. She could not tell that the image on the right was a doctored photo.
Oh, yeah. It's...
It feels fairly apparent at first blush. But Donna, I will tell you this. You will not be alone. The Susies, the Judys, they're all going to come. Some Debs are going to get involved.
Well, nice Debras. To know that you feel that way now when I wanted to crawl under a rock. I was like, oh my gosh, look.
No, I just mean other people off. Have bad vision like you. In case that was meant to be a compliment. I just mean you're going to have supporters. People will support you on this.
This is just proof, though, that he never, ever is not wearing a bandana or a hat. Because I have never seen him without that on.
Right.
And I wouldn't be surprised if he looked like that.
Right.
I had heard an internet rumor that his hair was attached to his bandana in the same way that... I'm serious. In the same way that I've heard his that Hulk Hogan's hair today is attached to his bandanas, that he's wearing a hairpiece. Because Hulk Hogan, if you look at him like today when he's in a bandana and he's coming to a signing, he's like, well, listen up, brother. He does it on social. There's no way that at the age of 75, he's got that yellow, blonde, super shiny hair.
Well, wow. May I just make a point?
Yes, please.
If you look on the left, the hair looks fake. This is Bret Michaels, everybody, with a bandana on. Then if you look on the right, he's bald on top. He's basically got the shower curtain look going on. Mm-hmm. But his hair is a totally different quality. So that's why I thought it was real. Like,
but also, like, look at the right ear on that photo, the bald photo.
Yeah.
Does that appear to you to be part, like, connected to his head organically or maybe part of Photoshop?
It looks exactly the same as the picture on the left.
No, it doesn't. You can hardly even see his ears. On the left, they're under the bandana.
And he's got an earring in both ears on the left. On the right, that ear has been moved up. Like, it's literally up, higher than his other ear.
I give up. Somebody just told me an email to go gentle on you in case you're, you know, having a moment. And that's okay. And we're here with you. We support you.
What do you mean having a moment?
You're doing great. Everybody loves you. Donna?
What?
We support you.
Maggie said, please make it stop. We hate it when mom and dad fight. We're not fighting. We're just conversing.
That was about the other thing, about the discussion that we had yesterday. That's what she's referencing, not the Bret Michaels photo.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's fun. People are having fun. We got to go to a break.
All right.
We got to go to a break.
It sounds good.
When we come back, we're going to do some tech news. That TikTok ban, it's on his desk.
Oh.
It's on his desk.
He's going to sign it.
X just launched something as they try to grow their brand, the artist formerly known as Twitter. And why one city was just wiped off of the GPS maps, so to speak.
What?
Kind of, sort of. We'll get into it when we come back. It's Donna and Steve on My Talk. Hey, friends, what's up? It's Stevie Boy from my buddies at Hoffman Weber Construction. They are looking to help you out on your exterior remodel. Do you need maybe some new siding? Because, you know, the other one is just torn up. You tried power washing it, and it just don't look like it used to. Give your home a little glow up. Maybe you know, hey, I'm looking at the market. I'm going to be staying here a little bit longer. We want home to feel great again. How about Hoffman Weber Construction? You need a new roof? I mean, talk about the ultimate thing that you just want to push off. Hoffman Weber Construction. New windows, all sorts of styles available. Hoffman Weber Construction. How about just a new front door, right? I mean, this is the thing. You walk in it every single day. It greets your guest all the time. You want to turn up your curb appeal? Hoffman Weber Construction. Guys, they're local. They've been in business here for more than 30 years in the Twin Cities. And you know what they don't believe in? A pushy sales process. They want to partner with you. And when you're ready, they are your go-to. You can get started dreaming today. HWConstruction.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Good morning. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, where talk is fun. The big Zamboni's here, too.
Honk, 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 honk.
Oh, boy.
It's on the president's desk. The Senate passed a long-awaited $95 billion foreign aid package that would send military assistance to Ukraine and other American allies. But the bill also forces a sale of TikTok by its Chinese owner, ByteDance, or else face a ban in the United States within 270 days. TikTok promised to do all that it can to fight the bill, with its head of public policy for the Americas declaring, "This is the beginning, not the end of this long process." President Biden, folks, said he plans to sign the bill into law today and give an address to the American public on TikTok. No, he should do it on TikTok. That'd be funny.
That'd be very funny, actually.
Yeah. And he's doing like a dance and he's like, ratchet, bougie, you know, the dances. Yeah. Anyway, so one step further, I still, if I had to bet a mortgage payment, I would bet it does not get banned, that there will be some sort of a sale or a resolution that will happen, because I just think that there will be American business interest at play here that will bubble up toward the top. I could be totally wrong. I could be totally wrong. I could be wrong.
So did you say they like merged two bills?
Correct.
Into, is that what they do?
All the time.
Yeah,
yes, indeed.
So that way, if you feel very strongly about one thing.
Exactly.
Then there's that thing.
So let's say the Lemocrats, we won't mention any party names because we don't want anybody to get offended. Let's say the Lemocrats say, this is a very important thing to us. We want more thing here. But the Republicans say, we no likey that as much. But Republicans say, we want lamp. And they say, well, let's put lamp into the Lemocrats bill. And then they're going
to
want to pass it because they're really excited about it. But we also get lamp.
Mm. In order to get this, you have to vote for that.
That's correct. Much like a negotiation, Donna, but it's all wrapped up in a bill, you know.
I'm just a bill.
Yeah.
Capital. On Capitol Hill.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. 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 Thank you for that.
You're welcome, Donna.
You don't think this is going to happen? I wonder what most of the world thinks.
I don't think it's going to happen. I don't know. It just seems so... I'll be surprised if it does. Again, I'd bet $1,000 that it wouldn't... If I had to. You know, like if someone said you have to bet $1,000, you got to put it on one or the other. It gets banned. TikTok no longer available on our phone. What do? Delete it? Restrict access? I don't know.
I don't know how that works.
I just think that there are, you will start to hear from more small businesses who are voicing their opinions, not to force America's hand, so to speak, but just to push toward a deal, like we need a deal done here. And then there's the freedom of speech element to it as well. We've never been the country to ban social media. Say what you will about whatever you think about the state of our country, but just do enough searching around the globe and you'll find that, hey, we're allowed a lot of things.
Yeah.
Maybe not everything you want, but a lot of things.
I think it's going to get tied up with like a lot of court challenges. That's going to, you know what I mean? Keep it from happening.
The tough thing is when you have bipartisan support for it, which you do, and you have that already prior to this Ukraine funding. There were already lawmakers on both sides saying, yeah, this ain't good. And I'm still an idiot because I think, so they have our information. What are they going to do with it? I feel like the dark web already has our information. But I don't know, but I'm sure there are many nefarious purposes that very smart people in our defense systems within under the United States government are like, no, here are all the ways that it could go poorly if they ever accessed your information. Me just not know what that is.
Right. Well, you know, if you already have it on your phone, because it's like, what, 170 million Americans are already using it, it's not going to disappear from your phone, even if the ban does take effect, but it would disappear from the app stores for Apple and Google.
So then existing customers would still be able to use it? I don't think that would be the case. I feel like they would restrict access.
I think TikTok wouldn't be able to send updates and things like that, and security patches and bug fixes. And over time, the app would likely become unusable.
I feel interesting. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think we'll get to it, but I would have thought that they would essentially, then America, the government, would mandate to all, I don't know, cell phone makers or whatever, here's what's got to happen. We have to, just like you can run an update, we are going to restrict an app.
Right.
I don't know, guys. Why? We don't know this. Why? We are two idiots doing a mid-morning radio show. Don't come to us.
And I'm Donna
facts.
Valentine.
Hey, Donna! Sometimes I'll come out and my son just the other day said, I heard you screaming and then you yelled Donna. I was like, yeah, we're just doing, I'm paying the bills, son. This is how we keep the roof.
This is how you get candy in the cupboards.
That's right.
Oh, that's
funny. I saw somebody say, speaking of the cupboards, they said the back of a potato chip thing will say serving size, 10 chips. And they say, yeah, false. 10 chips is how many chips I have to eat in the pantry while deciding if I want to have potato chips. Now that person for president.
That sounds right.
By the way, X, the artist formerly known as Twitter, is pivoting to video.
Pivot!
The artist formerly known as Twitter is launching a video app that is compatible with most smart TVs. The company revealed this yesterday. The app will not include ads at launch, but could introduce them in the future. X reportedly told this to its corporate partners in a note yesterday. It includes a YouTube-esque trending algorithm and the ability for users to upload their own videos. The move is part of Elon Musk's push to turn X into sort of an everything app, as advertisers have fled the platform over the last many months.
Fled.
I will now take a sip of water.
All right. And I will say, fled. That's a weird word, fled.
You know what? I think it's fleed. Dang it.
What?
I think it's they flee.
Oh,
no,
I see. You're talking about grammatically correct. I'm just talking about F-L-E-D is a weird word. Standalone. They fleed the country. They fled the country. I think either are okay.
Harry fled the grocery store after he saw the bread prices.
My dog got fleed in the yard.
Nope, different. Now it's different. Donna, you know that's too soon. I removed a tick from Rex yesterday.
I know, I'm sorry.
By the way, as I use this little tool, these little tweezers, you felt the tick holding on.
Gross, ooh. Stop! I don't say anymore.
Donna.
I don't like that.
Just because you want to pretend that ticks don't exist, isn't going to make them go away. Does anyone remember last year, around this time, when I became a two-time survivor of having a tick on me first while driving my vehicle? I was like, oh, my head is itching. Oh my gosh, there's a tick on my face. Then later, after telling the story on the air, Kelly Hansen was filling in that day. I was like, oh, I have this like phantom itch.
Oh yeah, you had
it. Reach under my shirt, tick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, remember our boss came in?
Yes.
And put it in a cup?
Well, yeah, we renamed the station My Tick for a day. 651-641-1071. Call now. College Pop Culture Knowledge next.
Hey, guys. It's Donna. And something worth noting. If you are ever, God forbid, injured in an accident, one of the first things you should really do is contact an experienced personal injury attorney like my friend Mike Bryant at Bradshaw and Bryant. I've learned a lot over the past couple of years about how important it is to have someone on your side, someone who's advising you, because when you get a hold of Mike, he's going to set up a meeting where you can discuss your case. That doesn't cost you anything. And if he does believe you do have an actionable case, it still isn't going to cost you anything unless there is a settlement in the end. I should tell you that research shows that on average, unrepresented individuals receive in their pocket a third of the compensation as those who are properly represented. That is an important stat to keep in mind. Being injured is really devastating on so many levels, so don't take any chances. Get a hold of Mike Bryant of Bradshaw & Bryant. He's really easy to find online at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
And we're back. Hey, guys. Donna and Steve here on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. We got an email from Linda. She said, isn't there going to be a ban on TikTok?
She means TikTok.
That's right.
And listen, they should have included it in the bill.
That was great.
I think that's how they got marijuana legalized in Minnesota. It was like one of those little things that was rolled into a bill, and then somebody didn't do the one final check, and bada bing, bada boom, now you're drinking THC seltzers.
You damn right. Which, by the way, you can't get in Bloomington. Thank you.
Is that right?
Yes, because Bloomington City Council, I think, voted against it. So that's why certain liquor stores will have them and certain ones won't. It's
Peculiar.
Right.
I will tell you this, even if you stop at the little end cap, you'll feel like you're doing something illegal.
Yeah. It's great.
It's a very bizarre thing.
It's so cool.
By the way, a bunch of people reaching out to me on Instagram and they're seeing the pictures of Rex before and after, and it legitimately
it's jarring.
They said, I actually thought you were playing a prank and that you just had a different dog in the back. Because, you know, like his harness was on in the second one, maybe not. Yeah. I don't know, whatever. Actually, you just couldn't see it under the fur in the first one. But even my brother was like, I actually thought you were just, you found somebody else's dog. That's how diverse his looks are.
You might want to put a little coat on him because I think he's chilly.
But wait. I think you might be right. I had him under a blanket this morning. But what about a greyhound or a
That's why you see them a lot with jackets on.
Oh, I just thought it was because of obnoxious owners.
No, I think it's because they do get chilled. I love it too. Let's play a game.
It's time to go to college.
It's time to attend the College of Pop Culture Knowledge.
It's like quiz ball.
Three trivia questions to find out who's smarter. Donna. Yeah.
Donna's a smart one.
Or Steve.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
And here's your host, the Big Zamboni.
I want to see how smart you are.
It is time to play. We're going to find out how smart the two of you are as we play the College of Pop Culture Knowledge. I will remind you of the score. 41 wins for Donna, 39 wins for Steve.
Close.
It is a tight matchup, and today we are celebrating a birthday. It is Barbara Streisand's birthday today.
Ooh, okay, can
How
I guess?
How old do you think Babs is?
82.
I'm going to say 81.
Mm-hmm. Again, if that was the game, Donna would never lose. 82 is exactly
Donna.
Right.
No!
Nicely done.
Woo! You should work at a carnival.
Thank you.
So today we're going to be talking all about Barbara Streisand today at the College of Pop Culture Knowledge. And we've got Gretchen on the line to play along with us.
Hey, Gretchen. Good morning. Welcome to the Don and Steve Experience.
Good morning.
How
Gretchen,
are you?
Gretchen, baby. What's happening?
The Gretchmeister.
Gretchen Rama. What's going on your Wednesday here, Gretchen?
Well, I'm pick up my grandson in a bit, and then I need to practice my routine.
Well, what routine are you talking about?
I'm a senior dancer for the Timberwolves, and if we go to game five... we get to perform.
Oh my goodness. Gretchen, this is cool.
This is the only reason that I am going to hope that we drop one to the Suns back in Phoenix, just so you get the opportunity at the Target Center to do your dance. What sort of moves are you guys doing?
Oh, we're all hip-hoppy and...
No way.
Awesome.
What's the name of your group? Can we like look it up online?
Well, we're officially the Timberwolves Senior Dancers.
Okay. How wonderful. All right. That's well, good luck. I hope that, that gets to happen. And hey, if it doesn't happen in Game 5, maybe it happens during the next series.
Well, we also perform for the Lynx, so
oh my gosh.
We'll be there for them too.
Bless
oh my gosh, good
you.
For you.
How wonderful. All right, Gretchen, having a good day. Gretchen, it is time for you to choose if you would like to team up with Donna Valentine, who is on top in this game right now, or just a little weak underdog who really needs a pal.
You know, I'm picking old Steve-O today because everyone doesn't pick Steve.
Yeah, that Steve needs a little, he needs a little love today.
Thank you very
much. I think Donna will do just fine.
She will. Yeah, she looks like Streisand.
Thank you.
Birthday.
All Friday. Right. Donna, bye now.
Bye.
All right.
I'm going to put Gretchen on hold, and we are going to play the College of Pop Culture Knowledge. Again, we're all talking about Barbara Streisand's birthday today. Are you ready to get it started, Steve?
I don't know jack about Barbara Streisand. Well, let's give it a whirl.
You got Gretchen online with you. We'll see how this goes. Let's start it off with this first one. A record that holds to this day, she became the youngest EGOT winner in the year 1970 at the age of 28. Which of the four awards did she win that year to complete the honor?
She won the Tony.
This Highwayman starred opposite Babs in the 1976 version of A Star Is Born.
Crap. Highwayman. That means something. I forget. Pass.
Her highest grossing movies were the sequels to this 2000 comedy. She plays Ben Stiller's character's mom in the sequels.
There's Meet the Parents.
Anything
is
like
that
repeated?
Franchise? Yeah, the
first Highwayman one? Starred opposite Babs in the 1976 version of A Star Is Born.
Highwayman. I forget that group. Johnny Cash, other people. If I'm thinking of the right thing, crap.
All right, we got Gretchen on the line. Gretchen, he said Tony for the first one. He didn't really have an answer for the second one, and he said Meet the Parents for the third. Would you like me to repeat any of them for you?
Well, I think, it's Kris Kristofferson for sure. For
okay. I'm going to change that for the second one. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Gretchen.
And I think it might be she won a Grammy.
You think it was so Grammy was the one in 1970?
Yeah, and she was definitely a Focker. So.
Okay, she was F-O-C-K-E-R. Yes. Thank she you, Gretchen. saucy lady.
So just to confirm, in the first one, she became the youngest EGOT winner in 1970 at the age of 28. Which of the four awards did she win that year to complete the honor? You want to change that to Grammy?
I do.
Or Oscar, sorry, which one?
I think Grammy.
You think Grammy? Okay, all right. Sounds good.
All right, we'll go Grammy.
We'll put you back on hold.
All right, Donna, come on in. All right, here Donna's making her Donna. Way. She's getting the headset all put on, and she's just about ready to
Hi.
Rock. Hey, Donna.
Hey, how'd it go, guys?
I think we have 2 out of 3 and a shot at 3 out of 3.
Okay. Did Gretchen help you?
She sure did.
Okay.
I don't know Barbra Streisand stuff.
Okay.
At all.
We'll see if you do, Donna. Are you ready?
I guess.
Let's start it off with this first one here. A record that still holds to this day, she became the youngest EGOT winner in 1970 at the age of 28. Which of the four awards did she win that year to complete the honor?
What year?
1970.
I'm going to say the Oscar.
This Highwayman starred opposite Babs in the 1976 version of A Star Is Born.
That is Kris Kristofferson.
Her highest grossing movies were the sequels to this 2000 comedy. She plays Ben Stiller's character's mom in those sequels.
Oh, Meet the Fockers.
What's the whole franchise called? The original movie. This 2000 comedy.
The Meet the Fockers? The Fockers.
Donna, come on.
It's called Fockerville.
Okay.
This is,
now
Meet
we're
the
really...
Fockers. Oh.
All right, we got to run through these answers.
Yeah, the Fockers
here.
Is the name of the family who were in the movie with Ben Stiller and his wife.
Let's start with the first one as we run through
and
these answers.
Donna, stop processing. Don't. No, yes.
Please stop saying that word.
Don't have maps.
Please stop saying the family's name.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Mike's in control of the dump button. He's like, I don't know, man.
A record that holds to this day. She became the youngest EGOT winner in 1970 at the age of 28. Which of the four awards did she win that year to complete the honor? It was Steve and Gretchen saying Grammy. Donna said Oscar. She won the Grammy in 1964. That was her first. Then she won an Emmy the next year. 4 years later, won an Oscar, and then won the special Tony Award.
I was right.
You did have Tony. You would have gotten that one right.
Gretchen, why was it for Oriental?
Actually, it was just a special Tony Award.
Oh.
Technically, she's not a competitive EGOT winner.
Oh.
So if you want to really, she got one of those. Yeah. She never won the Oscar for Funny Girl or the Tony for Funny Girl or anything else.
I'm surprised that they gave her essentially an honorary Tony that early, 54 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, like in her 20s.
It was basically, I believe, it was to recognize the her contribution to modern Broadway or modern stage performing they gave her that award for. So,
well, congratulations.
She got it. So she's a non-competitive EGOT winner.
And Gretchen absolutely sabotaged me. Let's see if we can rebound.
Let's see if you'll rebound. We'll go to the second one. This Highwayman starred opposite Babs in the 1976 version of A Star Is Born. That indeed was Kris Kristofferson.
Who got it?
You both.
Gretchen
did.
Gretchen that.
Saved.
Damn it, Gretchen.
Also, was Johnny Cash a Highwayman?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so I was right Waylon. In saying that. Waylon Jennings, yeah. Okay.
And then Willie.
And Willie Nelson. Okay.
Great group there. But let's move on to the next one here. This is for potentially for the win as it's tied 1-1. Her highest grossing movies were the sequels to this 2000 comedy. She plays Ben Stiller's character's mom in those sequels. One of the names were indeed Meet the Fockers.
Thank you.
And then Little Fockers was the next one.
Oh.
There's something about... No.
No, I know. I thought there's something about Mary that first popped into my head.
The correct answer is what Steve gave us. The 2000 original movie was called Meet the Parents.
Oh.
Yes.
Meet the Parents. It was a surprise, huge hit, and the sequel ended up doing like $600 million at the box office. Like, it crushed.
Meet the Parents was the first movie?
Yep.
Yeah.
Why did I think it was the one where he's like in the bathroom and it's like, got
that's
Frank
something
Annabins.
About Mary.
Okay.
That's something about
Mary.
Yeah.
That is such a painful scene.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something about Mary. I have nipples, Greg. Can you milk me?
That's Meet the Parents, yes.
Yeah.
And then he painted the tail of the cat and then brought a fake cat in.
And then they're finally telling him like to play competitive during the swim volleyball game.
Yeah, and he breaks her nose.
And he breaks her nose, blood everywhere.
That's great.
Very, very good movie. And Gretchen,
yay,
you're the winner
Gretchen.
Today. By the
you
way, if you want
girl.
To see Gretchen and all of her senior dancing teammates, you can just Google senior dancers for the Wolves. I'm looking at Gretchen's picture right now.
Oh,
right
my
there
God.
On the website.
Wow. How exciting. All right. Hey, Gretchen, this is wonderful. You won. I feel like this is good mojo for you today.
Yeah, thanks so much. And I'm glad there was a win. That means the Wolves will win.
Yes. Absolutely. Let's go, Wolves. All right, Gretchen, we're going to be watching you.
Let me see.
Okay.
Hang on the line, okay?
All right.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm looking at Gretchen right now.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, and I'll tell you what, Gretchen's freaking flanked right now by Barb and Cindy, top row. Then you got a Heather, Jackie, Jennifer. I'm going to slide down to a Judy, Carrie, Lisa, then a Leslie, Marilee, Peggy. Wouldn't be complete without a Peggy. Then a Sarah Jane Scott and a Shannon. Hang on, I'm not done yet. Four more. Then a Sharon B, Sharon H, Tina, and Vanita. Vanita Soccer, by the way.
What?
From Channel 5, back in the day.
Different person.
No.
It's not?
No. Go to the page.
Cool.
How about that?
Yeah, look how cute Gretchen is.
I know. Scroll down to the bottom. You'll see Vanita.
Cool.
And in between, a bunch of Peggy's, Judy's, and Barb's.
That's awesome. Yeah. All right, let's do the tiebreaker for funsies.
You guys want to do the tiebreaker? All right, let's go. Yeah. This is the tiebreaker if it would have come down to it. Here you go. Barbara's third number one hit was this 1978 duet, or excuse me, was the 1978 duet, You Don't Bring Me Flowers.
Oh, yeah.
Performed with this fellow New Yorker. And also a songwriter and rock and roll Hall of Famer.
You don't bring me flowers. don't sing me love songs. You hardly talk to me anymore. Neil Diamond.
And he's hurt here. Yes.
I can buy myself flowers.
Neil Diamond, the correct answer for that one. Love you would have gotten it.
One Yay. Of the coolest musical experiences I had in my life was Fenway Park when Sweet Caroline comes on. I believe in the bottom of the eighth is when it happens. That was so cool.
Why don't they do that in the seventh?
Because they're doing the seventh inning stretch in the seventh.
Okay.
Peanuts. Big, you know, Cracker Jacks.
Sure, sure.
Let's take a break.
All right.
Just because of the time, Donna. Not that I wasn't enjoying speaking with you.
Thank you.
Hey, we're going to have fun with a little meme that's floating around online. Blank would be a beautiful name for a baby girl. Donna will explain the meme, and then we'll see if we can make a list. That next when Donna and Steve returns. Hey, I'm...
Hey, Steve.
Hour and 12 minutes away from breaking my fast.
Oh, fun.
Ooh. I'm down 5 pounds in the first 2 days.
How cool.
Thank you. Yesterday, I only had one meal. I got busy in the evening, had a protein. Two meals and two protein shakes is what I'm doing. But yesterday was a little different, so I am pappy hungry. Miguel?
Last week, I remember I told you a couple weekends ago, I did the old water fast thing, kind of restart the metabolism. Yeah. It's worked. I did that to start, and then I've just been kind of changing, going back to a more strict diet, what I wanted to be eating, what I want to be going, and yeah, I'm down like 15 pounds since
then. Oh my God, ooh, feeling Michael! Good.
Yeah.
Mike, you know it's about to happen. You're about to receive some of the wrath that I have felt.
I know.
And there... I mean, when I said this to Lou...
You guys just think about losing weight and you lose weight.
She said, what did you do? Like, how did you lose 5 pounds in 2 days? And I said, you know, the thing that I think you should say there, which is, why do you women make it so difficult?
Just eat some sauerkraut.
Ah, a lot of sauerkraut.
Oh, yeah, it's good for...
I do love kraut.
Fermenting.
Yes.
I'm pretty jazzed for some eggs right now.
Fantastic.
I actually got kraut and kimchi both in my lunchbox for today.
No!
So I'm really going to. Yeah.
I could eat like a whole bag of sauerkraut in one sitting. It's so
solo?
Yummy.
Sure.
I would put a little barbecue sauce on it.
Ooh.
And then heat it up. And it gives it a little zing. I love it.
Now, you know, there have been times that I have joked about your menu.
Sauerkraut is delicious.
I don't disagree with you. It is certainly an acquired taste, as any fermented food generally is, but the idea of just eating it solo is interesting. May I say one thing?
Well, no, I had it with pork chops. Thank you.
Oh, I thought you were just having it solo.
No.
Out of a bowl.
No, I was saying I could eat it that way.
Oh.
But ate about, like, a pound of sauerkraut and just a little pork chop. It's so good.
So in the same way that some people top their pork chop with sauerkraut, you top your sauerkraut with a pork chop.
Correct. Yes, that's my bed of rice, if you will.
Pappy, ask a question now.
Me don't want to talk to you.
You.
Mike.
Agreed contractually. Oh, you want to talk to Mike? That's
I just want to, don't forget what you were going to ask.
Okay.
What does kimchi taste like and what is that vegetable?
Most of the time, I believe it's cabbage.
It is.
You can also do, I think, radishes as well is pretty popular. But the ones you normally buy is cabbage.
In a jar.
And in a jar. And it has more of a spicy taste to it. Like the spices used in it. It's got a little bit more of a kick.
Okay. Got it.
Cabbage can be other veggies and things like that, but just fermented. And
I might have to try that.
Oh, if you love sauerkraut, you will love kimchi.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Steve. I like pickled onions.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Delicious. Steve, you were going to say...
If I asked you, don't look it up, Donna, look at me. Look right at me.
I'm not, okay. I could see you.
Do you know how to make caramelized onions?
I think you need what do you call those pans? Those really heavy duty.
Cast iron.
A cast iron pan would probably.
You don't, but if I said, hey, caramelize that onion in the fridge.
Yeah, what would be the caramelization?
Do you know what you would do?
You would put, let me think.
Okay.
Some butter.
Okay.
You need something to get that sweetness. I don't. The answer is no, I do not. Off the top of my head.
Pappy, have a confession, if it's a safe place.
Okay.
I've always loved caramelized onions. Anyone who knows me well knows how much I love caramelized onions.
Oh my God. If you don't know that I like caramelized onions, it's like we can't even be friends.
I have also... made onions before, like to put into like eggs, like an omelet or something like that. So I like know how to like, you know, you sweat the onion a little bit. You put the onions in the pan, you just sort of, they brown up a little bit, and boom, you're good. I must confess, I'm an idiot, and I did not know that you actually need to add other things in order to caramelize them, though none of them are sugar. I thought just by putting an onion in, you would naturally bring out, like caramelize it, you would naturally bring out the sugars onion, of it with when you cooked it the appropriate amount of time. Come to find out, you do, Donna, well done, need butter. Some people use olive oil. Some people, like I used the other day, use a blend of the two. And so I had a rotisserie chicken from Target. And, oh, you're welcome, Target, for all the extra rotisserie sales
yeah,
today.
Yeah, no kidding.
And I put caramelized onions on the chicken. And I ate it. And it was
well, how
pleasant.
Did you caramelize them?
I put the onion into the pan. You don't need cast iron, by the way. Cast iron makes everything taste better, but you don't need it.
Okay.
And then I put olive oil and butter.
Did you just
make
that
up? I read it online. I think it called for like 3 or 4 tablespoons of butter, which I felt was a little bit like excessive. But I did a couple of little spoons of butter and poured a little olive oil in there.
Mike, would you like to say anything about this situation?
No, it sounds delicious.
Sounds great.
Have you ever caramelized onions, Mike?
Oh, yeah.
He worked in a restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Put them on a burger, right?
Yeah. You throw the onions on the grill, just spray some of the oil or butter on it, and caramelize them up.
Oh, gosh. Caramelized onions. So good. The onion.
Patty melt.
So good.
So good.
The onion says, pickle me, caramelize me, or just chop me up and put me in a salad. I am diverse. I am here to be what you need me to be. Similar to, since you brought it up, Donna, the what's it called? Cauliflower.
Oh,
that great. Thing's been getting abused for years. It was not famous, and then it made a deal with the devil, and they said, hey, I can make you famous, kid. I know people don't like you, but you have to be whatever the hell anybody wants you to be. Are you in? And cauliflower was like, if it'll get me the notoriety and the fame that I've been looking for. Now we got cauliflower rice, fake potatoes that are actually cauliflower.
Pizza crust.
Oh, my God, the
pizza crust
is so good.
Cauliflower.
I know. Everything. It's the new Brussels sprout.
Sprout, not as diverse, though. But I know what you mean. It had a comeback.
Yep.
From the back of the vegetable shelf, nobody wants it. Bullied in high school, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it had a moment. Although, I'm over Brussels sprouts.
Okay.
I think back to the back of the shelf with them.
I disagree respectfully. Love them. Look, because they're little baby cabbages. They're just baby boos. And you put Parmesan cheese on them, caramelize some onions. So good.
They're not really baby cabbages, are they? They just look like it. Are they little cabbages?
I don't know.
They can't be. Because then they should have called them little cabbage, like a rapper. And they would have taken off years ago.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're cabbage.
They're a member of the cabbage family. It's basically just baby cabbage.
They're not actual baby cabbages, but they're
like
cabbage-ish.
A Cabbage Patch Kid.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
We told you we'd talk about that meme about what to name girls. Bye.